Show Web.
Nick, hi.
I've started all my podcast episodes going, Show Web.
Here we are.
In the house. You look really, really glowy today. What have you done?
Do you know what? I've been actually using a hyaluronic acid moisturiser every day for the since I saw you last week.
Which one?
The Dennis Gross. And it's the oil-free skin cushion.
Oh, I've never heard of that one.
Blue container, and it my skin absorbs it immediately.
Do you use anything with it?
What did I use before it today? Vichy.
Yeah.
Is it Vichy?
Yes. Yeah, Vichy. Yeah, I really like Vichy.
It's like a concentrate, like power water boost for the skin, and it's clear. And I put that on first, leave it on for 5 minutes, and then put the hyaluronic after.
We are talking about the subject I know pretty much nothing about.
And I'm obsessed with
brows. Ooh. Eyebrows.
Brows on fleek.
Can I just say, you know this whole on fleek thing? Everyone says it. What does it mean? Is it like fashionable?
It just means like your brows are on point. They
on
look
point.
Really like groomed. You've spent ages on them. They're on fleek.
My husband,
but it's weird because, you know, sometimes I'm like, what the hell does that mean? And I feel like it's a different generation to me. But
well, my husband and I were discussing the fact that I sometimes still say the word ace.
I do.
And wicked.
That'd be ace. Yeah, wicked.
Here's that you
that'd
have
be ace.
Anyway, brows.
Brows on fleek,
brows have become, over the past few years, as
huge.
Big as lashes.
They are suddenly massive.
Yeah.
And I'm obsessed. Like, if I'm on the tube and I look at someone and their brows are facing down, I am desperate to go up and either tell them or just push them up for them.
Do you mean when the hairs are pointing
downwards?
Yeah,
like down towards their feet. Like, say you put your jumper on and your brows are hanging, falling downwards. If you brush your brows up, they just look so... Your whole face is more polished and put together.
I've got... My brows get very, very, very long. I mean, I think if I left them, they'd probably, like, grow down my face.
Do you ever have one that unruly that's just, like, touching the top of your head?
But that's the one that if you pluck it out, you look bald.
Yeah.
But so I trim it with
trim
nail scissors.
Yeah.
But then they sometimes stick out. I don't know what I'm doing with brows.
Just brush them all up and then just give them a little tiny trim like once a month.
I brushed them down to trim them. That was my mistake.
Brush them up. Yeah. Because
okay.
I think where the hair grows, try to kind of keep them in that kind of direction and then chop them.
Okay.
But there's so many formulas out there. There's like waxes, eyebrow gels, powders, creams. People are getting them threaded, microblading. Like there's brows are a massive thing, and I think Cara Delevingne is one of the biggest names backstage that we always hear. It's like, just do a Cara brow, and then your model sits down and she's basically tweezed the hell out of them. You're thinking, shit, where do I start?
But this is what I mean, because it's like, I think Cara has got a lot to answer for.
Yeah.
Because I did the whole overplucking thing. I've talked about this before, and I have.
I did too, in the 90s.
Yeah, mine just don't grow back now.
It's hard to get them back, but there are some serums out there that do, same as lash, you know, the lash growth
one.
You can actually use that on brows.
You could use, because they do separate, like they do like Revita Lash and Revita Brows.
You
could just use your lash one on your brows.
You can do the same thing, but you know, I think take photos before when you first start, because I think as your brows grow through, I've had friends and clients that have been using it and I'm thinking, God, they're really going for this. And they're like, it hasn't grown back. And I'm like, no, look at how it used to look. You had tiny caterpillars and now you've got like these massive bushy brows.
So it really does
work. It does work. Sometimes it's almost like maintaining them because you might end up with a monobrow.
So don't like, put it on your moustache.
Yeah, literally, mistake. Don't drop it onto your chin or anything like that. Can you imagine?
This is amazing. Okay, so you think, so say you're in the situation where you've overplucked. Do you think the first kind of point of call is a serum?
Go for a serum.
Are there any that you recommend?
I haven't tried any personally, but I've read about them and I'm really intrigued about them because I do have a few scars through my eyebrows and a few areas that, you know, like the inner part of the brow.
Yeah.
And when I pencil that in, sometimes it looks like it's makeup. So I would love to have a bit more hair there. And then the option of microblading's out there now. I know that you've said you're quite keen.
I would do it. So I am, I've heard about it, I've written about it, and I know that it can be quite painful, but the effect is so natural. I mean,
if you go to someone good, it's amazing.
Yeah, I think that's always the caveat. You've got to go to someone good. There's a woman called Daxita who does them. I've heard good things of her.
Yeah,
and I think, I mean, she's going to do my eyelashes and I'm going to see if I like her, and if I do, then maybe I'll get to do my brows. But I think it's the pain thing, but for me, that would be great. What I think it is amazing for is when people have gone through things like chemotherapy and lost their hair, it gives you, rather than, you know, the old kind of painted on brows, it's a natural brow.
Actual hair strokes.
Yeah, tiny ones.
So you wake up in the morning and if you've had your lashes done as well, you've got your lash on and your brow.
And not to have to maintain your brow, to have the perfect brow.
The perfect brow every single time, yeah.
And
if you have an oily skin and some products don't necessarily work for you, microblading would be the one as well.
Yeah, it's expensive, but it lasts for about, I think, 6 months to a year, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And you can just top it up every now and again. skin. If you have got really sparse brows and you're looking for a product that's going to be really natural, I'd say combine powder and pencil together.
Okay, I've never used a brow powder. Tell me more.
So if you have an angled brush, you could just tip, like wet the end with some like spritz, like a Fix Plus from MAC, just spritz the brush, pop it into an eyeshadow. Go for tones that aren't warm. So cooler tones, like kind of like dark greys rather than going for a black.
Okay.
And go for like a cool brown rather than a warm brown. Otherwise, it kind of looks a bit bronzy.
So a warm brown would be like a red. Bronze brown.
I'm a bronze brow on babes, on fleek. Yeah, it has to be cool. Cool undertones.
So like, not one like a terracotta-y brown,
no,
more terracotta, like the kind of dark brown.
Dark browns. Yeah. And if you're blonde, go for like an ashy kind of greyish sort of colour.
Okay.
And then just almost in any gaps there, just kind of wiggle the brush through and get that shape and then go in with your pencil.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about the products that I love, but that, Benefit yeah. have literally, they have, when I think about brows, I think about Benefit.
Me too.
I know they've got a lot of amazing products, but they've raised the bar. They have brow products for everyone.
I feel like they own brows.
They do.
If brows ever go out of fashion, Benefit might close down.
I didn't think it used to be like that with Benefit. I think it's the last maybe 3 or 4 years.
Maybe they saw the trend before anyone else
they
did and just cornered the market.
They've got pencils, they've got waxes, they've got this, you know, back in the day from Woolworths, there was this pen that had like 10 colours around the top and you'd push one bit down. They've got that for brows. So they've got like a dark brown, light brown, under the eye kind of highlighters so that you can have that shape in there as well to frame your brows.
It's amazing.
So it's like, yeah, they've got like stationery for brows.
I love that. I was like, who was I to? Oh, Zoe Hardman came on the podcast and we were talking about exactly that. And I was saying Clarins also do that. Have you seen it? They do it for eyeliners. And also like one of them, it's got three eyeliners and a lip pencil in it.
I love stuff like that.
It's so cute. But the only problem is that the eyeliners sometimes get a bit of the red from the lip pencil on them.
Because they're coming through the same sheet thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you have to wipe them. But apart from that, it's fun.
I love things like that. Yeah. And especially for social, like if you want to show in like little tips and hacks and things,
yeah,
I love that.
Just like, look at my pen.
Charlotte Tilbury's got one as well.
Oh,
have
really?
Seen her
no.
one?
What's
so
that?
So hers is called Brow Lift. And so she's got the spoolie, like the mascara wand on one end, and then the slanted eyebrow pencil on the other side. You take the spoolie off, and there's a little sponge with highlighter on the end that you put under your eyebrow. But I didn't even know. So I've got these brow products. And then I looked online and it was like, where is this highlighter coming from? You pull the end off. Duh, I don't have a clue.
Secret.
It's a secret little one in there.
Secret mysterious beauty products. We
love
could do a
that.
Whole episode
there
on
could
those.
Be loads of things that we don't even know about in our makeup bag.
Yeah. Like,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Undiscovered beauties.
Oh, I love that. And yet it's a bit depressing if you've like used it or they've like
thrown it away.
I know. Yeah,
is that
like
that
happens?
Excuse me. Yeah, imagine.
So from Benefit, the one I love is like the tiny little brow mascara one.
Gimme Brow.
That's I love it.
I use that.
Love it because it's got microfibers in it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So it gives you hair.
It gives you hair. It grabs all the tiny little ones that are in there that are hidden away, that are screaming out because there's some in the very, very inner part of your eyebrow. They may be very small, but that grabs hold of it and it tints them all. So if you've got any grey hairs in there or any blonde hairs that you want to kind of make a bit darker, it takes them all to the same shade. So it thickens them instantly.
The only thing it doesn't do is fill in the bald patches.
Yeah, and if you try and use it, it looks like you've got marker pen in there.
It really does.
But they have a pencil called Precisely My Brow and it actually, you kind of twist it up and it's so sharp that you can do tiny strands of hairs.
So would you recommend actually like with your pencil making little strands?
Making your hairs and then going through and thickening them with Gimme Brow. But one technique is take your brows over the opposite way. So you know when you stroke a cat up the wrong way?
Yeah.
It feels really weird.
And they don't like it.
And they hate it.
Yeah.
Do that with your eyebrows because you're coating the hair from one side, then bring it back the other side and then you've got the hair has like a bit more thickness through the root and it just stands up on end. So they're just a bit more, you know, real.
It's a great idea.
A bit more up and a bit more, but this whole up eyebrow trend.
Well, do you know,
what do you think of that?
Somebody on reception at work today, I just saw her, she has it.
I'm going to have a look on the way down.
I think it actually looks quite good.
It looks really good. Like it almost gives you a lift. Sometimes it's a bit werewolfy. Like sometimes on Instagram, I'm like, would you really want them to look that sharp and that up? With a beauty look, because you kind of want it to look soft and elegant. And I love a straight brow, like kind of Brooke Shields-y. But sometimes the up brow,
The Glossier Boy Brow advert. If you see it, it comes up on Instagram and there's this one amazing girl who has it. And
beautiful
she does
brows.
And they're all up and it does look really...
It looks great on
I
her.
I wouldn't do it because mine would look ridiculous.
If she's trimmed, she's probably trimmed them so they look just the right size. I think when you see people with their brows up, they probably would have just trimmed them.
Yeah.
If you've got that really especially if you had one unruly hair, just really long, and then the rest was really neat. Yeah, so I do really like it. And at Fashion Week, before any of the girls go onto the runway, I'm sure the models must hate us because we're all stood there. Everyone's got the same brush, like a long eyebrow brush. And right before they go onto the runway, we brush up the brows.
Have you been doing that for years? Has it always been a thing?
Yeah, that's even when brows aren't a thing, they've always been considered in some way. So you'd never let them just walk out there with a kind of dodgy down brow.
Has to be up, up,
up. It has to be up and it has to be groomed, because the one thing you can't retouch in a photograph is a brow that's down. You can retouch blemishes, redness, like in whiten teeth, whiten
because
eyes.
Because I suppose it would look really fake if you retouched a brow.
Yeah, you'd see a slightly kind of greyed out area.
Yeah.
So the brows have to be up, especially if they're going in close. And also, it just looks so much more perfect when the brows up. So the models sometimes even move their head away from you and you're just like, girl, we've all got to do our job here, babe. I think at the beginning, I used to be really scared to kind of like, she's probably thinking, for God's sake, are you obsessed? But now I almost kind of wouldn't ever move the head around, but you know, I just go, sorry, you know, we've just got to get this done, haven't we?
Yeah.
And then they have a change, come back, the brows are definitely down if they've had a jumper or a dress off and on, and then back again.
More brushing up.
They must just be like, get the hell away from
me.
Can
I come backstage with you one day?
Oh my God,
watch?
Definitely.
And we could video
come and do
it.
Yeah, come and shadow me, we'll do it together. Yeah,
can
absolutely.
Or can I do the makeup?
Yeah,
absolutely. No.
Can you imagine? I'd be like, right, let's put a bit of this on, Nick, a bit of that, get those brows up.
They'd be like, get
don't
that
trim
girl
those
out
brows. Yeah, can you imagine?
Now tell me, so we've talked about benefits. So yeah, would you say the Gimme Brow and the Precisely Brow are the two must-haves?
Yes, but they're a beautiful combination together as well.
Yeah, I'm
from Benefit.
Proud to say I have both of those.
Excellent!
So I feel, are there any Anastasia? I know that...
Brow Whiz.
What's that?
That's Anastasia. That's exactly the same format as the Precisely My Brow. One side's got the wand and the other side it's Twist Up. Twist Up is the way forward because you don't want to carry a sharpener with you, and eyebrow pencils go down so quickly.
Yeah.
So twisting them up. But what I love about Brow Whiz is their colours are all really cool undertoned. So if you are really fair or you bleached your brows and you want to kind of, you've got that kind of salt and pepper brow coming back, Brow Whiz have amazing shades.
What do you do if you have put on your foundation and it's a little bit dark and it gathers around your brows? Do you ever find that?
I do, but then I'm thinking, unless you've literally used a mallet to put it on with. Because your brows, mind you, if your brows are quite small, I can see why. But draw around them, get a cotton bud with some Bioderma or some like remover and just go through them.
Okay, because I found that it was just happened to me the other day. I looked at my brows, I was like, they look a little bit orange.
I always leave too much of a gap around mine, then use concealer to kind of brighten them a little bit. But
okay,
yeah,
like that's
if I've
put
it in brows and shows and I've been really rushing, you can also use a clean wand, like a mascara wand, and kind of pull it out if there's loads in there.
Yeah. Anyway, so Anastasia...
I'm not saying you put your makeup on with a mallet, Nick, sorry.
I mean, are you saying my hands are mallets? Because generally
actually, you've got nice small eyebrows, so I can see why it'd be easy to get them there.
Yeah, nice small eyebrows. Yeah, babes, they're bald.
They're the same as my 90s brows.
They're just awful. It's just the bane of my life. Now, Anastasia as well, because I know they're like the big cult brand as well as Benefit for brows.
Absolutely.
I've heard talk of a pomade, and what does one do with a brow pomade? So it's like a little jelly kind of in a pot.
Okay, so you'd use your favourite angle brush, and this is for that kind of, I don't want to say Instagram brow, but like if you're confident to draw in natural hairs with a brush. Mm. It's the same format, but you'd actually use the gel and create a bit more of a fuller brow with that. And they're waterproof as well.
Yeah, which is good, isn't it?
It's amazing. If you want that kind of, I don't want to say, I don't know, like a framed brow where you can't see the hairs, it's quite squared off.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
I see a lot of women with that brow, and I know it's a look, but for me
it looks amazing on though.
But when you look at a face and all you see is two slug like brows, I think something's gone wrong there. So, but I don't want to judge, but I think it's too much.
It's too much if you're wearing a lot of other makeup as well.
Yeah, maybe. Sure. But then if you weren't wearing other makeup and you just had your huge brows, dark brows, that would be too much. It's, but do you know
very
what?
True.
I would say it's blimmin' hard to get it right. So I know some people probably, you get a bit trigger happy and you don't know where to stop. And then you can't
and
be
you
asked
used
to
how much
again.
You wear. So when you first start, like if I do someone's makeup and let's say I turn up at their house, I've got no makeup on, I'm like, what do your eyebrows normally look like? Because if you never wear anything and I put a bit on, it's the most alien thing to people when you put a little bit of brow product on them. Yes. You have to build it up really slowly. You can't just go in straight away with what you think is going to suit them. More than a lip, more than an eye makeup, the eyebrows are such a personal signature part of your face because it's your expression. When you're annoyed, when you're happy, when you raise your brows, when you squint, all
I'm watching
that,
you now, and I
and
never
I'm moving
thought
my
that.
Eyebrows
Maybe
around,
that's
yeah.
why they're so important because yeah. they. I never
the
thought of your eyebrows.
They the are. Most prominent thing on your face, really. That's why when people bleach them out, it makes such a difference because you haven't got. You could be frowning, crying,
yes.
laughing. Your brows aren't moving anywhere,
and that's why when you have Botox your brows don't move.
Your brows don't move at all. The key to good Botox is when you can still move your eyebrows at least a little bit. It's weird to see when someone's crying on TV. And the whole face is in it, you know, having so much pain, but the whole forehead is just like yeah. shining at the TV.
So true, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean?
Are there any other products you love for brows?
So Glossier actually do tinted boy brow now.
They do.
So they had just the clear one, and yeah. now they've got the new one. Also, Laura Mercier, they've got their clear brow set, and that must have some sort of hairspray in it, I'm sure, because it actually they stay up. You brush them up, and they stay.
Really?
Yeah. And if you're looking for something on the cheaper side, then L'Oreal do one called Unbeliever Brow, which is new, which is the wands with like the colour going through them.
Yeah.
And NYX do eyebrow cake powder. So you've got eyeshadows and you've got a little pot of wax on yeah. the side and you put the wax on your brush and then you get your product, your powders and you brush them through.
And that works nicely.
Works really nicely as well. Nice colour ranges.
Oh, nice. So they're the cheaper ones. I think for me, I'd always be more confident because I'm a bit of a novice with brows, with a wand and with a pencil. But I think yeah. maybe once you kind of at the next level, then you go for your waxes and your
yeah,
powders
it's
and things.
It's quite makeup artist-y, the kind of wax thing.
It
yeah.
is, isn't it? It's scary. Anything
it's like
else?
£6.
That is cheap, isn't it?
Really cheap. MAC Clear Brow Set is one that I've used in my kit for like 15 years. And I think that was one of the first ones to ever kind of come out. And now that brows are such a big thing, other brands are introducing it. But MAC Clear Brow Set, I use it for beards as well. When I'm doing male grooming, someone's got an unruly tash. You can actually use it through like beards and moustaches to kind of
really?
Tame them down, yeah. And any hairs on your head, just quickly use that as well.
That's a good idea. Flyaway hairs. Flyaways. That's a very good idea.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you should be doing or buying? Or
I think have your brows tinted if you haven't tried it before. Don't be scared they're going to be too dark. It makes such a difference to all those little tiny ones that are in there. If you are going to get threading done, go to someone that you really trust that's going to be amazing. But get them tinted. I've started getting mine done the last 3 months.
Mm.
And it just means I can wake up and not have to spend as long trying to build them up because I'm a dancer. I tweezed them to death when in the 90s. And I was like, it was all the rage to have that big arch.
Yeah.
Like Kate Moss back then.
It's so going to come back though,
it will.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
we're all going to be microbladed to within an inch of our lives. And then going,
we will.
No.
Literally, yeah.
And when I had mine tinted, I did it, actually had it done at Benefit. And I was amazed. What they did was, because I've got so few brows under the arch, they captured the ones at the top.
Yes.
And that was how they made my brows look thicker. And it was quite amazing, actually, how many tiny, tiny
the
hairs
top,
there are.
Yeah,
there.
Don't yeah. tweeze from the top. Guys, tweeze underneath a little yeah. bit, but don't tweeze from the top and put your eyebrow products on the top of your brows. You can put a little bit underneath,
yeah.
but aim for the top.
And that's
you've got so
you
much space on your forehead to kind of take your makeup up a bit rather than go down to your, towards your eyes.
Because then I suppose you make your eyes look smaller.
Smaller and you don't have as much of a lift.
Yeah.
Yeah, so stick to the top.
One more thing. Yeah. The putting the highlighter just in that little arch under your
yes.
eyebrow. What does that do?
So that'll also give a bit of a natural lift. Now, I use concealers or like maybe a Touche Clark pen, something like that.
Yes.
Something like that. That's what that's actually designed for, is to kind of help to shape and enhance features rather than cover. But when you see that really shimmery eyeshadow under the eyebrow, that's a preference thing. But if you want to do it naturally, use a concealer that's maybe one shade lighter than your skin tone.
Okay, great yeah. tips. Thank you, Cher.
Thanks, Nick. I've loved the brow chat.
I've loved the brow chat as well. Thank you so much.
I'll see you next week.